meek means. So I'm going. We're going to imagine what meek means. So I'm going to school. This is an all-age service. This is supposed to be happening. You know, Steve, this is mine. Mommy, no, don't, just a moment. Mommy, she put some very...
Stop there.
She put some very healthy snacks.
I had to come to church very early this morning, and I'm very hungry, and I want what's in that lunchbox.
She's my mommy, this is mine. Mommy.
That's enough. No, sorry. I'm a very important person here. I'm having it.
Now that Steve went away with my lunchbox, with all the healthy snacks Mummy had prepared for me, what am I going to feel?
Sad.
Yeah, what else?
Angry.
Hungry. Hangry. What else? How am I going to feel about Steve? Huh?
Annoyed.
Am I going to hate him? I think I will. I think deep down I'm going to resent him. And if Steve trips and falls, I'm going to like it. And if he falls ill, I'm going to feel good. Because now that I see Steve has actually been a bully, he took my lunchbox from me. He is an enemy. And is this what Jesus wants from us? Is this what Jesus means by being meek? Was I meek?
No.
But what does meek mean then? How could we have played the situation in a way that I would be meek? Steve, let's replay that. I'm going to be, and before you come assault me, I'm going to just explain. I'm going to school. This is my lunchbox. Mommy loves me, and she prepared some healthy snacks here for me. I have all the five in a day I need here. My fruit, my sources of fruit are all here in these lovely bags. So I'm very happy. I'm going to school, and I'm looking forward to lunchtime. I'm looking forward to that break. So I'm walking, I'm happy. Let me just put my lunchbox on me. I'm going to school, and now Steve comes my way. He's a bully, isn't he?
Stop there, Juby. That's a very nice looking lunchbox you've got on your shoulder. Is there anything tasty in it?
This is mine, Steve. You see, meek people look people in the eye. They confront bullies. This is mine, Steve.
I don't care whether it's yours, Juby. You know me. I'm a very important person. And I want what's in your lunchbox.
Steve, you're being a bully. Now.
No, I'm not.
Steve's being a bully.
I'm just asserting my rights as an important, bigger person.
Steve. I'm going to look for help. If I need help, I'm going to find a grown-up who can help me. Or, I think you are hungry. Take it.
You're giving it to me.
I'm giving it to you.
I don't have to take it.
You can take it.
It's mine.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now you can leave the stage. Now, when he goes, am I going to hate him?
No.
What am I going to do for him?
Nothing.
I'm going to pray for this man. Father, bless this big, hungry man. Help him, Father. He is being a bully. He is being violent. He is asserting his right just because he thinks he's a big, important person. And that's not right. And that shows me he doesn't know you. So bless him, Father. I pray that you would help him find you and become a gentle person. Now, this is meek. We just saw the reading done about loving enemies. He was a bully. He was my enemy. I need to love him. Now, I can think of some people who go to church, and they find in church other people that they don't like. They may not like the vicar or the curate or the preacher. And what do? They have 20 conversations with other 20 people about how much they dislike all of them. Is that being meek? No, is it? I'm talking about other churches, by the way. I'm not talking about us. What do we do instead? When we find people like that, people who bother us, and we are right to be bothered by them. We find these people at work, their colleagues, their customers, they are our bosses sometimes, they hold power. Sometimes they are the neighbor, people in the family. What do? We pray for them. And it's very, this sounds very simple. We hear the words of Jesus Christ so often. It sounds very simple to do, but when was it the last time that you held the conversations you want to have about the person who bothered you, and you took that conversation to Christ, and you prayed for that person? I'm talking about other churches. And I've done that myself. I need help with actually taking the communication to the one who can solve everything and can help. And in this life, we get to be meek. We can give, and we can even lose in many situations. We can lose. We can let people have their way. We can do that because we have an almighty Father who promised to give us everything. We are blessed if we are meek because we will inherit everything, so we can give. Let's pray. Father, we are so challenged by these words. Because we can think of so many people who aren't being playful or representing a bully. They are violent and difficult and abusive. And they are just creating so much pain around them. And we pray for these people, Father. We think of them. We bring them to you. We pray for them. As you have done to Paul, who was persecuting the church, we pray that you would blind their eyes with your light, and the glory of the gospel would shine in their hearts, and they would be completely transformed. We pray for these people in our families, at work, at school. And help us, Father, not hate them. Help us love our enemies. Help us love them. Help us be meek. Help us live a blessed life, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.